You're listening to the audio production of Strong Women Lift Each Other Up, read by the author, Molly Galbraith, storytelling with Camille DePutter, Melissa Urban's foreword read by Maggie Richardson, published by Harper Horizon. Keep listening at the end of this audiobook for a special interview with Molly and Camille.
Hey, audio listener, you ready to become best friends? It's Molly Galbraith, and I'm so excited to read this book to you. It makes me feel like you and I are just hanging out on my couch, drinking coffee, and you are a really good friend and listener and are just letting me talk. I love it so much, and I appreciate you, and I'm so happy you're here. I think you're going to love this audiobook, not just because it's going to feel like we're hanging out together, and not just because you're going to get a bonus interview between me and my dear friend and storytelling editor, Camille DePutter, where we'll discuss the behind the scenes of writing this book, but also because you're going to get something else. You're going to get the real, raw, ridiculous, extremely hilarious, and unpolished Molly. Okay, so who am I kidding? I'm never really polished. But what I mean by that is I love to talk and I love to tell stories. So as I'm reading this book, sometimes I'm going to go totally off the manuscript and just talk to you. I might tell you a behind-the-scenes story about what happened when I was writing the book, or what I was thinking when I wrote a particular section of the book, or I might just tell a hilarious story that I love and want to share with you. I was inspired to do this by my very dear, close friend, Jen Hatmaker. She does this in all of her audiobooks, and I love it. Also, did I mention I've never met Jen and she doesn't know I exist yet? I'm just being a total weirdo and talking about her and calling her my friend at the beginning of my book? Okay, good. Do you also have people you follow online and read their work and you talk about them with your partner or your other friends and yet they have no idea you exist? Please tell me I'm not the only one. Okay, so back to my point. So you're going to get a lot of bonus content here and you'll know what's happening because I'll say, hey, friend. At that point, you'll know what you're about to get is whatever is on my mind and may or may not have to do with the book. And I hope you love it as much as I love sharing it with you. When I'm done, I'll say, okay, back to the book, and you'll know I'm diving back in. Are you ready? Let's go. Dedication to my mom, Susan, and my dad, Gatewood, for loving each other and for giving me life, love, and the best parts of yourselves. To my sisters, Abby and Summer, for your love, protection, and friendship. I wouldn't be who I am without you both. To my grandmothers, Helen and Dolly, for showing me the power of being a trailblazer and hellraiser in your own ways. To strong women everywhere, for proving that to
sample complete. Ready to continue?